Hi there. Welcome to Barah Ministries, a Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark. Songs do a great job of communicating the Word of God, and today you'll hear a song from June Murphy's latest album, the You Ran After Me album. Today's song is called Going Home to Be with Jesus. What will happen to you when you close your eyes in this life? My Jewish friends believe that there is no heaven or hell. Thus, there is no afterlife. My Roman Catholic friends believe that if they die with a mortal sin on their souls, they will go to hell. Otherwise, they'll go to a place called purgatory for additional cleansing of sin, even though the Lord Jesus Christ paid for all sins at the cross. And if their family prays enough for them, God may let them into heaven. Other friends believe that they'll be reincarnated, and they'll be coming back to do this life over and over and over again several times until they get it right. Well, there are many beliefs about what happens when we close our eyes in this life, as many beliefs as there are people. But the Bible is not a belief. It's the absolute truth. It's the exact thinking of the sovereign God of the universe, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21 say this about the Bible. Know this first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own private interpretation. It's not a matter of our beliefs. And no prophecy of Scripture was ever made by an act of human will. But men, carried along by God the Holy Spirit, spoke from the exact thinking of the God, the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16 has a description of the Bible. For who has known the mind of the Lord so well that he will be qualified to instruct him? And the answer, of course, is no one. But we believers in Christ have the mind of Christ, and the mind of Christ is the Bible. Now, if the Bible is the mind of Christ, then it is the exact thinking of Christ, and we can count on it to tell us what happens when we close our eyes in this life so that we don't have to guess. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 to 8, this about what happens when we close our eyes in this life. Therefore, being always of good courage, and knowing that while we believers in Christ are at home in the body here on earth, we are absent from the Lord. 2 Corinthians 5, 7, for we walk by faith in what the Lord says in the Bible and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5, 8, we believers in Christ are of good courage, I, Paul, say, and prefer rather to be absent from the body, prefer to be physically dead, so that we can be at home face to face with the Lord. As believers in Christ, when we close our eyes in this life, we are at home face to face with the Lord. Well, here's June Murphy to sing a song she wrote about her experience of the death of her sister. A sister who was also a close friend. The song is called Going Home to Be with Jesus.
We shared lots of secrets. We were close friends. Life wasn't perfect. At times we'd pretend. Then childhood ended. She moved away. Started a family. And then one day that she wasn't afraid, she had peace with going home, going home to be with Jesus, going home where there's no suffering, going home to no more sorrow, no more pain. see her again. I still remember her words to me. She had such a strong faith, it strengthened me. She knew what happened, passed through God's hands. He'd work it for good, he has a plan. I was hurt and angry, why does she have to go? She had a family, kids to watch grow. She melted my anger, and I came to know God showed us all mercy in calling her home, going home to be with Jesus. She went home, and she's not suffering. She went home to no more sorrow, no more pain. She went home, and I'll see her again. Absent from the body, with the Lord face to face, same place I'll be at the end of my race. I'm going home to be with Jesus. I'm going home to no more suffering. Going home to no more sorrow. See her.
Will experience the death of a loved one. I can remember when my mom died nearly 2 decades ago, a woman who was also one of my best friends ever, and I remember how hard it was. But I knew that she's a believer in Christ, and I know that I'll see her again, and that's really comforting. And I don't think the same is true for my older brother. I'm hopeful, and I'm willing to be surprised, but I don't think he ever accepted the free gift of eternal life through believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's a heartbreak. And if he didn't, he suffered a horrible fate when he closed his eyes in this life. In John chapter 3, verse 36, the Lord himself says this, he who believes in the Son has eternal life, the resurrection life, right at that moment. But he who does not obey the command to believe in the Son will not see the resurrection life, but the wrath of God, the lake of fire, abides on him. What is the fate of unbelievers? Matthew chapter 13, verses 40 to 42. So it shall be at the end of the age. The Son of Man, the Lord Jesus Christ, will send forth his elect angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all stumbling blocks, that's unbelievers, and those who commit lawlessness as a lifestyle, that's also unbelievers. Matthew 13, 42, and will throw them into the furnace of fire, the lake of fire, and in that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Well, thanks, June, for clarifying an issue that all of us want to know about, an issue that all of us will face, physical death, and what happens to us when we close our eyes in this life. And for believers in Christ, there is nothing but encouragement, because we know that when we close our eyes in this life, we'll be absent from the body and at home, face to face with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. We dedicate the closing moments of our lesson today to anyone who is watching, anyone who is listening, who no longer wants to live under the slavery and the rulership of God's enemy, Satan. To anyone who does not have a relationship with the one and only God, the God who loves you unconditionally, the faithful God who will never leave your side, the one who forgives all of your sins, the God who wants to make you his possession, the God who wants to make you spiritual royalty, the one who wants you to be born again, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 2, verse 21 says this, "It shall be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord, everyone who calls on the person of the Lord, will be saved." And right now, if you want to be born again, you can call on the name of the Lord by telling God the Father that you believe in his Son. And that's the moment of eternal life for you. Believing in the Lord Jesus Christ is the best and most important decision you can make in your lifetime. A simple five-word request gets you to heaven. "Father, I believe in Christ." For a thief crucified next to Jesus, it was a nine-word request. And we see it in Luke chapter 23, verses 42 and 43. The repentant thief was saying, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." So let today be the day that you stop putting off the best decision of your life. You won't ever regret believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and counting on him to accomplish your salvation. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Then get to know him, grow within the sphere of his grace, in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Come on out of slavery to Satan and into the freedom of being a bondservant to God, living the magnificent resurrection life. Well, if you like these short lessons, visit our website at barahministries.com. That's B-A-R-A-H ministries.com. We have a new lesson every week to edify your spiritual life. And you can hear all of June's music there. Keep on singing. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.